My name's Goodwin. I'm starting today.
Oh, yeah? Okay, Mr. Goodwin. Let me give you a couple of tips here. You'll get cab 607 when it's ready. All right? Now you listen to me. We can get along very nicely if you remember these three things. One, keep your bookings high. Two, call me at least 24 hours ahead of time if you're going to miss work. And three, and most importantly, there is a certain word that I never want to hear around here.
What word is that, Mr. De Palma?
This is a certain word that I hate more than any word in the entire English language. And it is a word that I never want to hear around here. What's the word I never want to hear around here? You see how well they know I don't want to hear that word around here? The word is accident. You got that?
Got it.
Now you can do whatever you want. You want to peddle dope? You want to be a white slaver? Anything you want, that's your business. If you ever come up to me and say to me that you had a, you know what, in one of my cans, I'm gonna rip your head off and use it as a radiator cap. You got that?
I understand.
Nice to have you aboard. Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, John.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, man?
Fine. Hi, Louie.
Burns. Where's the rest?
That's all there is, Lee.
You drove around for 10 hours and that's all you got to show for it? What do you do, put a quarantine sign in a window?
I'm sorry. I'll try harder next time, okay?
You know something, Burns? You are, without a doubt, the worst cabbie I ever had. One more night, just one more time, you come dragging in here with that howdy-doody face of yours and change for a quarter in your booking envelope. And I'm telling you, so help me.
What?
Hey, what's wrong?
You got me a glass of water.
Oh.
Hey, you want to sit down?
No. Oh, it's okay. It's that heartburn again.
You sure it's only heartburn, Louie?
Oh, whatever it is, I don't like it.
Hey, you want to go upstairs and lie down?
No, I'm all right. It's going away.
Have you been getting these pains a lot?
Yeah, for about a month now.
Hey, Louie, don't you think you ought to see a doctor?
What? See a doctor for a simple gut-wrenching pain? Yeah. Maybe I better go see one now.
Yeah, I think you should.
Here, let me help you. Okay, that's up to you guys. I can take care of him.
Oh, thank you.
I'll get your coat, Louie.
All right.
I hope you feel better.
Okay,
take it easy. Thanks.
Here you go, Louie.
Thanks, Burns.
Sure you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Hey, you want me to drive you?
No. Listen, Burns. Huh? Thanks for your concern.
Oh, that's
and,
all right.
And, you know, about what I was saying before, you know, about your bookings and about how I was going to fire you if you had another bad night.
Yeah, Louie.
Don't forget it. I really appreciate you guys coming here to visit me.
Aw, well, how could we not come after you sent us that cute little note? Please come and see me before I die.
Louie, it's just an exploratory operation. I mean, they just want to take a look and see if everything's okay.
Call it whatever you want. They're cutting me up and going inside. Once they're in there, who knows what's going to happen?
Louis, I can understand what you're worried about, but the way the doctor explained it to us, it's just routine, that's all.
Maybe for them it is, but not for me. I'm scared. I've never been in a hospital before.
I'm sure you have. You were born, weren't you?
As a matter of fact, I was delivered on a kitchen table by a midwife. It was the only room that had any heat.
Wow, a kitchen table.
Well, half a kitchen table. Dad was eating dinner on the other half.
Hey, Lou, how come your mother's not here?
I didn't want to worry you, so I didn't tell her about it. She thinks I'm out of town seeing you fight.
No kidding. Who'd I fight?
Some kid from Mexico.
How'd I do?
He knocked you out in the second round.
And them Mexican guys are tough.
Anybody want some chocolates?
No, no, thanks.
No. Oh, no, thanks. I don't eat sugar. I try to eat only natural things.
How'd you like a sack of dirt?
Did you say chocolate candy?
Yeah, have one.
Thank you very much.
I said have one.
Oh, you said have one? I thought you said leave one.
Sorry. I'm afraid you all have to leave now.
Oh, hey, listen, Louis, take it easy now.
Louis, if you don't make it back to the garage, we'll understand.
Okay. Hey, Lou, I hope you feel better for seeing you today,
too, right? Thanks.
Goodbye, Louis.
Alex?
Yeah.
Can I speak to you for a second, please?
Well, the nurse did ask us to leave, Lou.
I know, but this is something really important. It won't take long.
Okay.
I just want to talk to you about life and death and God.
Good, then I won't have to sit down. Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah?
Now that the others are gone, I gotta be honest with you. I'm not just scared. I'm terrified.
Louis. Now, look, you got to try to relax. You understand?
How can I relax? And I know this could be the end for me. Tell me something, Alex. Are you a religious man?
Yeah, in a way I am, yeah.
Good. Then you'll understand what I'm about to do. God? It's Louis. Louis De Palma. I know it's been a long time since you heard from me. I'm kind of out of practice of praying. But I just thought I felt like I had to talk to you now. By the way, this is Alex Riga. He's a friend of mine. Say hello to God, Alex.
No, Louis, listen, I don't think...
hello. He hasn't got all day.
Hello there.
Listen, I just wanted Alex here as a witness to what I'm about to say. Look, God, I know I ain't been no saint. I've done some pretty rotten things in my life. Alex can back me up on that. Tell him, Alex.
Huh? No, Louis,
Come on, tell him the truth.
Well, he's not your best work.
Thanks. Look, God, I want to make a deal with you. If you can arrange it so that I live through this operation, I'll be the best person I can be. A whole new Louis De Palma. Kind. Generous.
honest. What do you say, God? Is it a deal? Look, I'll tell you what. You send me a sign. Let me see. I got it. Unless a bolt of lightning shoots through that window in the next 5 seconds, I'll consider it a deal.
Well, I guess you got yourself a deal, huh?
Yeah. And I'm gonna stick by it.
Time to go, Mr. DePaul.
Oh, hey, listen, Louie, just take it easy now. Everything's gonna be all right. Don't worry about a thing. You're really worried.
I hope so. And Alex.
What?
Listen, whatever happens.
Yeah.
I want you to know that you've been a good friend.
Yeah, okay, Louie. Come on.
I mean it. Take care of yourself. And I hope the world is kind to you.
Thanks, Dad.
And listen, if I don't make it, don't tell Ma that I died. Tell her that I'm on a mission for the government. She'll believe you. She's a little funny in the head.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, I thought Louie was coming back today.
Yeah, he is. He should be in any minute.
I am so proud of Louie. I can't believe how he bounced back from that operation so fast.
Yeah. Isn't it great that it was only gallstones?
Hey, how many gallstones did they have to remove?
Just one.
Oh, man, that's good. As long as you still got one, he could still have kids.
You know, I still can't get over that story Alex told us about Louis's deal with God. Hey, do you think he's going to keep it?
Well, I think he's going to try.
Yeah, for about 10 minutes.
No, I mean it, Bobby.
Make that 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to make it.
Yeah, I got $50. It says he can't make it through one day without yelling, screaming, and generally abusing at least one person in this garage.
Wait a minute, Bobby, are you really serious? I mean, you're going to make a bet about a man keeping his faithful oath with his God?
I'll give you 2-1.
You're on.
There's William Dickens down there.
Well, it's great to be back.
How you feel?
Oh, I feel great. I feel terrific. How's everybody been?
Oh, everybody's fine. Everybody's fine.
Rock and roll. Yeah.
John?
Hi.
How the bookings?
Oh, not so good, I'm afraid. Last night I had my worst night ever. I'm sorry.
It's only money. Oh, Elaine. How are your kids?
They're fine.
Why don't you bring them down to the garage someday for a visit? I'd love to see them. After all, a man is never taller than when he stoops to help a child.
And nobody can stoop lower than you, De Palma.
Thank you, my friend. Laka.
Hey.
Always working.
Yeah.
Never resting.
That's right.
Come, let's have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
My treat.
Okay. Ipiyaba.
Two lumps? So tell me, Laka, what's been new in your life?
Oh, what's new?
Yeah.
Well, this morning I heard a very good joke. From my cousin, Baji.
Oh, from Baji. Oh, well, let's hear it. I love a good joke.
Okay. Di banito se vede kasha bole ki si pidi kode pe. Ona sa to le vese ne bote ki nyeba. Tama tutti pini ko. Tama da jemme di 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 ko.
Yeah.
Louis? That's so funny.
I need my new cookie, babe.
What's the matter? You heard it already?
Would you like to pay up right now, Bob?
Hey, it's just the beginning of the day. Give him time, Alex. He'll revert to form.
No way, Bob. Believe me.
Just watch.
Come to turn in your bookings, Bob?
I don't have any bookings. You see, when I left the garage this morning...
Yes?
Well, I had a little,
Yes?
Well, in fact, it wasn't all that little. I had this really big...
Yes?
In fact, big isn't even the right word. Total. I have to say total.
What is it you're trying to tell me, Bob?
Louis, I had an accident.
You had an accident? You had an accident?
Yeah. An accident.
I'll be darned. Well, I don't want you to worry, Bob. Some careless drunk just rams into your car. What can you do?
It wasn't any careless drunk. See, it was my fault. I ran a stop sign.
You ran a stop sign?
Yeah, you see, I couldn't see it. I forgot to turn on my headlights.
Excuse me. Oh, well, accidents happen.
Sorry, Bob.
Yeah, you win, Alex. You win. I don't believe it.
I told you.
Yeah, but I don't believe it. I wow.
What's that you saying, Bob? Well, I gotta hand it to you, Louis. I didn't really think you could change. I mean, what you did. I mean, I even bet Alex that you couldn't be a nice guy for one whole day.
Oh, I see. And there wasn't any accident after all.
Yeah, that's right.
You were just testing me. Playing a little game with me. You were testing me to see if I could break my pact with God.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it was like that. But, man, you wouldn't crack. You're great. Alex,
Well.
Okay, 20, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 95...
What are you doing, Louis? Stop it now! Stop it right now! Louis, what are you doing? You scum! You creep! I'm gonna make you regret the day you were born. I'm gonna make sure that every night you get the dirtiest, smelliest cab in the garage. And if there isn't one that's dirty and smelly, then I'm gonna get in and smelly and dirty it up myself.
In the wintertime, your cab will have no heater. In the summertime, your windows won't roll down. I'm gonna make you the second most miserable cab driver in all of New York City. The most miserable cab driver in all of New York City is whoever lets him down or feeds him.
Looks like you won the bet, Mom.
What are you doing?
Hi, Louis.
You believe in hell, Alex?
Believe in it. I work there.
I broke a promise, Alex. And I don't mean I broke a promise to some clown like yourself. I broke a promise with him. I don't do nothing halfway, do I?
Oh, come on, Louis. Will you stop being so hard on yourself? Anybody can see you tried. Now, come on, it's time to go home.
I ain't leaving here, Alex.
Why not?
Because God's waiting for me outside. He's rolled up his sleeves. He's got his brass knuckles on. He's getting ready for me.
Oh, come on, Louis. I didn't see anybody outside. Let's go home, huh?
It's no use, Alex. I committed the biggest sin in the book. I welched on God.
You know, Louis, I don't think you really did.
What are you talking about? You heard the promise I made to him.
Yeah, that's just what I mean. I mean, do you remember the exact words you said? I mean, what exactly did you say?
I promised I'd be a good person.
No. I think your exact words were, I'm going to be the best person I can possibly be.
So what?
Well, Louis, maybe the best person that you can possibly be is a rat.
What are you talking about?
Well, look, you can't be something you're not. I mean, God made you what you are. And if God made you the way you are, then he must have had a reason. But we can be sure that just as he had a reason for creating snakes and lice and vermin, he had a reason for creating you, too.
That's a beautiful thought, Alex.
Yeah.
You really think he could forgive me for what I did?
Well, I think you got a good shot, Louis.
And you really think that he understands me being the way I am? Mean and nasty and rotten. And that in some way, maybe it's part of his scheme of things.
Yeah. I think so.
Thank you, Alex. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
Back to the garage. So that I may continue fulfilling his divine purpose.
Right, Mr. Walters?